35, John and Helen Ward, west of Route 1, east of Davis Street, being lots 15 and 16 within Bayview Park Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement. I believe you tabled that because you wanted the inspector to pull an average.
Yeah.
And, gentlemen, what we're trying to do now, just to explain to you that, you know, in the past, there has been big mistakes made by the 300-foot tape pole when two of them go out, and you two go out, and we find out that we could be 5 feet off. So what we're trying to do now is to get the surveyors to use their transit, and it's much more accurate. In fact, it is. Come up with the average. And that's what he's done on this case here. And he's, yeah, and the average front yard is 14.47. So he's requesting, what, a 2.2-foot variance from a 30-foot front yard setback?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much?
Is that what he wants?
Well, they were going to use something from the average, I guess.
Yeah, something from
12.2
foot. 12.2 feet, okay.
Yeah.
I had actually asked that it be tabled, I think, because I wasn't sure if the office was comfortable with outside surveyors doing the averaging. But in fact, what Bud's saying is that they now prefer that, so there's less possibility of an error, which is great. We get the surveyors all certifying.
Right. If we can do that, we're trying our darnest to make sure it's a slow process.
I appreciate that. Okay.
So your average is 14.47, and
that's what they said.
Well, since it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, but instead be more in conformity with the character of the neighborhood.
Right.
And enable reasonable use of the property, I'd make a motion we approve case number 10,285.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,285. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Okay, case number 10,286.